Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP afternoon show.
Never a doubt.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
That's not like we've done this before.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
Chickies and Pete's Eagles win. Ike, your thoughts.
Victory!
Woo! Kenny!
That's for the Eagles NFC East fly. Champs.
On the road to victory, fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit him low, hit him high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Good performance by you, Ike, there.
Thank you, brother.
I thought when everyone started cheering for you, you were going to choke. You... So, I mean...
Well, I've been off for a week, so
yeah,
I feel...
saved it up.
Yeah.
Ready
yeah.
to rock. So, you know, this Eagles season has surpassed... I know a lot of people will say, well, I expected 13 wins. I expected 14 wins. This Eagles season so far has exceeded every expectation I could have ever had. We have a defense that is dominant when we were hoping they were mid-pack. We are 13-3 going into the final game of the season. The two top draft picks are immediate contributors and starters. They're locked in the number two seed. Saquon Barkley with 2,000 yards. And the only thing that's left, Ike, for this team this year is to win a Super Bowl.
Nah. I mean, listen, that is still there. That great job by the boys yesterday with T-shirt and hat game. Took advantage of that.
Yep.
Great job by the offensive line and really even the wide receivers. Everybody that helped Saquon get to 2,000 yards, only the ninth running back in the history of the game to accomplish that feat. That is awesome. But 2105 is still out there. 2105 is still out there, man. And listen, I've been listening all day to everyone. And quite frankly, I don't know. This has to be one of the more prouder moments that I've had as a former player, as a fan in this town, as someone who works in the media in this town, of listening to our fan base talk about whether or not the Eagles should allow Saquon Barkley to go for this all-time rushing record. Because I've enjoyed the sentiment that I've heard and I've felt from the majority. Not all, because some people feel like this is a risk not worth taking. And believe me, those of you that have that point of view, we all get it. We all understand it. I don't think you all understand the significance of the rushing record. To us as a fan base, the players can't necessarily profess their desire to do it as much as we can, because they may be perceived as not focused on what the true goal is. But I'm telling you, as a former player, and like you've heard Hugh Douglas say today, like you've heard Seth Joyner say today, like you've heard John Ritchie say today, they want that record. Jeff Stoutland probably wants that record. That offensive line wants that record. Saquon wants that record. Wants that record. Now, do they want to go out of their way to do it and exhaust all things that are available to them to go do it? I don't think they want to do it that way, but to at least give it a shot. Don't you think, Spike?
I think you're crazy.
No, don't you think? We'll spend more time. And we'll, listen, the rest of the season is going to play out. Just not have one or the other. I'm tired of being put in that box where you got to either you want a Super Bowl or you want a record. No, I want both. And I can have both. So it's not one or the other. But I'm just saying, one, if they don't happen to win the Super Bowl, if they don't, it's a nice consolation prize to have. This season has been Saquon. We are where we are because of Saquon Barkley this year.
100%.
We are where we are because of Saquon Barkley this year. And quite frankly, I don't ever want to see Saquon Barkley wear another uniform. And it'd be more fitting that if he can put together three more solid years after this year, he could be looking at a potential Hall of Fame career. And to be the all-time leading rusher and do that, man, to have that in our colors with our team, man. I see the significance in this. I see it. And I think it's very doable. And I'm not worried about the injury. I'm not. You know what I'm doing, Spike? I put faith in the football gods that brought us Saquon Barkley, that has kept Saquon Barkley healthy all year long. You want me to believe the football gods have brought us this far for a guy who's been nothing but an upstanding model citizen, a great teammate, a great friend wherever he's been, bring him to this threshold and somehow injure him? You want me to believe that's what's going to happen with the football gods? I don't believe that. So I'm putting faith that that wouldn't happen, and it's meant for Saquon to break this record. It's meant for him to do it against those New York Giants, and we can get this done in a half. We can get this done in the first half. I hope the Eagles are listening.
It's 215-592-9494. That's who I'm
really talking to. If they're over there debating and deliberating this thing as far as what they should do, I just made my passionate plea.
They did move up the press conference.
Go get it. Let play. Let Saquon play, man.
Play Quan.
All right. Are you guys done?
Yes. I feel like I need to put my heart on the line.
You know my position.
Before
on
you
this.
Come in and be a party
player.
Well,
you know.
Boom. All right, Jack, who's been wanting to rest Saquon for six straight weeks,
but
now all of a sudden wants to play him in a meaningless game at the end of the year.
No, I don't want.
You are the biggest fraud. You are.
That's not fraudulent.
This is it. Thirsty? You're lying.
Oh, you.
I can't
change my opinion.
No,
it's right there. It's the coolest record in football. Besides the undefeated season, it's the coolest record in football.
Get him, Jack.
All right. It's the coolest record in football. Couldn't have even told me who had the record before this season.
I've heard of Eric Dickerson.
I know you've heard of Eric Dickerson.
He went to Oklahoma State, I think.
Here's the thing. I understand.
He went to SMU.
I understand where everyone
is. Cheater anyway.
I understand.
He was a part of it.
I understand where everyone is coming from. I don't think that there's any way. Not only can you play Saquon on Sunday, I don't think you can play any of the offensive starters on Sunday. I understand the meaning of the record. I understand the idea of wanting to go for the record. To me, the benefit does not outweigh the risk. There's just too much risk. And I've said this before, but I do believe if he were to get hurt, and this is there's two parts of this. There's get hurt, and then there's just rest. The get hurt part.
Rest,
and I don't want to talk about getting hurt too much because I don't want to put that
exactly.
in the air.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Knock on wood.
But what I would say is, if he does go out there to play to break the record and he gets hurt, I do believe the decision to play, and because I think they have to play all the offensive starters if Saquon plays.
Damn right. We want the whole line out there.
So if any of them get hurt.
All the starters. Hold on. We can put, what's his name? 84. He was out there yesterday.
EJ Jenkins?
EJ Jenkins. Let him play wide receiver. Who else we want to play wide? All they're doing is blocking. I don't need AJ and Devontae out there. All we're doing is blocking and running.
But we saw what happens when they don't think that you can pass the ball.
We're playing the Giants. Okay.
I know. Who just won?
Well, after they get crushed all week, they won't try to go out there and win Sunday. I guarantee the whole city of New York ain't happy about them winning yesterday.
Two quick things. One, if somebody important were to get hurt, Saquon included, this would go down as the worst decision in Philadelphia sports history.
Oh, God.
I do believe. If Saquon was to pull a hamstring, not even anything, you know, a groin, all those things which are possible, would go down as the worst decision in Philadelphia sports history. Second of all, as far as rest goes, we heard AJ say it yesterday. We heard Lane Johnson say it yesterday.
They had to play.
They do not have a bye. They're going to have to win three playoff games where Minnesota or Detroit is just going to have to win two. And I just don't – if the ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl, I just don't think you can put them in harm's way. And I understand.
Harm's way.
I appreciate –
It's a football game.
I know, and I wouldn't play in it.
But the harm's way thing, it's football.
I understand, which is why I appreciate your position on it. I appreciate Seth's. I appreciate John Ritchie. I appreciate all the
Shannon
players.
Shannon Sharp, Dan Orlowski. Like, right. There's so many players that are go for this thing.
And that's why there's a coach there that has to make the decision.
Another former player.
Think about all the games, by the way, that we want them to pull starters in the fourth quarter when they're winning. Don't play them in the fourth quarter.
Don't play them in the fourth quarter. Shouldn't have pulled him in Dallas. We wouldn't have to go through this.
You guys are insane.
Pulled him in Dallas. He only played four quarters. I mean, three quarters in Dallas.
Good.
No, it's not good.
Good.
No, it's not good. Because here's the thing you guys have been worried about all year. And quite frankly, I got one day to get this off my chest, so I'm going to get it off my chest. I've been on this Saquon train all year long. You guys wanted to rest him, limited his touches, all this other stuff for about the last 6 or 7 weeks. He's carried the ball more than he has ever in his career. They ran him 30-plus times yesterday in a blowout win, by the way. They ran him 30-something times.
I know.
My point is that he could have got injured in those times.
I know, so, which is why you don't do it more times.
No, which is why you understand this is what the journey is this year. This is what it is. You've done this without fear, without caution. Go ahead and get the job done. Quite frankly, I don't want him sitting out for the next 2 weeks. Getting a little half of work in is a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a great record to have. You know, how cool would it be to have that record Sunday afternoon, that highlight living forever in our stadium, in that uniform, the all-time leading rusher in Saquon Barkley?
And
I'm not worried about him getting injured.
The last thing I would say is you're saying a half. There's five games this year. They didn't even rush for 100 yards in a whole game.
The Giants, you think the
Giants want the record to happen against them?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that. Because I believe they do.
What?
Why wouldn't they?
No, because they have pride.
What? My point is that dude was on our team. We wanted him here. Upstairs mistreated him and disrespected him and let him walk. And this is what we had to suffer through this year. I love that dude. That's my teammate.
And they're going to show him respect by trying to stop him from running.
I don't know that. Listen, they ready to go to Cancun, too. You think they want to be out there getting injured Sunday? They don't want to get injured. You really think the Giants are going to go out there Sunday and lay it on the line?
Well, they laid it on the line yesterday.
That was yesterday. And I'm telling you, they're about to get roasted all week and be told how dumb they were for winning that game and giving up the number one pick. So they're not going to go out there and try hard Sunday. They're trying to get out of that game. And the sooner they can get Saquon that record, everybody's going to be happy. They're going to go over there and shake his hand and everything else. Sure they are.
They love Saquon. What about, it can't be like the Strahan thing. I want it to be real.
Yeah, because
it's a running back, it's going to be real, Jack.
Wow. He ran right into Michael Strahan.
Well, I mean, unless guys are just diving out of the way against Saquon like he's a damn lion or
Could
something.
Could you imagine that?
If they're just diving out of the way,
yeah,
like a video game?
Diving out of the way, yeah. Well, then we can have this record in five carries, then. Yeah. This thing could be over with.
All right, 215-592-9494.
I'm sorry.
And speaking of this.
I'm fired up over this, man.
Speaking of the decision, we don't know if we will get it or not, but Nick Sirianni, who usually speaks around 3:15, is speaking around 2:30. We will carry it, so you will be able to hear.
Do the right thing, coach.
It'll be the first question unless somebody decides to ask about why they decided to have Jake Elliott do the kickoffs this week.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's a big deal.
They listened to the show last week, first of all.
I'm just saying I don't want it to be the first question.
Yeah, it shouldn't be the first question, yeah. But it should be asked.
Yeah, it should be asked.
Well, but think
why hasn't Jake Elliott been kicking off all year?
Think about the message it sends if Sirianni walks in that press conference and says, we're going for it. Come on, Spice.
It's a bunch of idiots.
You know the players would be fired up over it.
Yeah, great.
You know they want to do it.
Some of them want to do it.
Yeah, the guys in the office.
Your Hall of Fame right tackle doesn't want to do it.
That's okay. Move him out. Okay. So guy can put Tyler Steen out there.
Or Fred Johnson.
Yeah, like it's okay. I don't need to play Lane.
All right. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus leads us off here on WIP. I can't believe I'm going to have to go through 4 hours of you guys.
Yep.
Well, could be 15
more
minutes.
We back for one day, baby. Hey, look, before I get on the Saquon thing, you know, I'm going to just need the other two people over there to give my man Ike, you know, people like me, we try to tell y'all from the beginning of the year what was going to happen this year. Y'all was scared every week, checking in your boots, all that 9-10 wins. Then y'all try to amend it halfway through. Mm-hmm. No, since week one, you know, we've been 10 toes down. We told y'all what was going to happen. So, you know, let's give my man Ike myself a round of applause. You know, let's go ahead and do that.
We'll take that.
You know.
It's going to be a tough 6 hours here today.
Yeah.
We a football team, right? Saquon, go get this record, baby. You balling, you doing what you do. I want you to go get it. And if AJ already said he not playing, Lane Johnson, we don't need all these dudes out there to break the record. I mean, he might run for
Yeah, send him out there with the B team. That's smart. That's smart, Corey. Send him out there with the B team. Might as well. Just send him out there with me and you. We can play offensive line.
Hey, versus the Giants? You might run for two. Hey, we saw what Kenny Pickett was doing with the Cowboys, right? We saw what Tennessee was doing versus them. The Giants is worse than them. That's like playing Bloomsburg, you know. That's what we play. Like, that's like playing versus the Giants.
Saquon, I'll tell you, the Giants do not want to play in this game Sunday. I guarantee they don't.
You said what?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying the Giants don't even want to play in this game
Sunday. Exactly. Like, by him get this record. 101 yards. He had 109 versus the Commanders. Everybody love the Commanders, right? He had 109 versus them in the first quarter last week. Yep. Don't tell me he can't go out there and get this record. Go get the record. Nick Sirianni, hey, and we got a tough football team, man. We got people try to roll up on us. You get smacked, boy. Don't play with us.
Oh, yeah, my boy Sidney. You saw Sidney Brown.
When Jalen Carter and C.J. Gardner-Johnson have to tell you to calm down, you're probably doing something wrong.
We got some heavy hitters.
He's inspired by them, too.
Maybe.
We got some heavy hitters on this team. We got Sid. We got J.C. We got Charles. Hey, man, we got some tough dudes on that side of the ball. My boy Zach Vaughn will be an actual pro. Hey.
Corey, are they even now if Jalen doesn't play on center, are they even going to be able to rush the ball? Because I've been spending the last 7 days appreciating that they can only run when Jalen's in the game.
Hey, it's a next level. I told you he had 109 in the first quarter.
How many did he have yesterday? 106.
But that took the whole game to get that. What did he do in the first quarter? He had 255 with who? He had 255. Hey, look up the largest numbers.
They can't run. They can't run without Jalen there. It took him.
You want to make stuff a negative. We trying to praise the team, and you always got to see.
No, it's positive. They scored 24 points in the first half yesterday.
It just shows how great the team is, Corey. That's the positive.
24 in the first half. They haven't done that all year.
I'm not falling for it. I don't care who out there. Oh, and you keep talking
Kenny
about
Pickett
the Vikings.
Kenny Pickett was like MJ yesterday.
You keep talking about the Vikings and the Lions. I don't give a damn about them. We focus on who we play. We got the Giants up first. I don't care if they got to play one game, two games. We on a mission. We got the blinders on. One game at a time. Giants up next. That's what we focus on. And we going to get this record, and then we focus on the wild card round. Don't look ahead. Take care of what's in front of you, because when you start looking ahead, Ike, and Spike and stuff, that's when you start messing up. We not doing that, Spike. We got tunnel vision, Ike. One step at a time, and one foot in front of the other. That's all we doing. So, Spike, stop trying to throw us off. Jack, stop trying to talk negative about the quarterback.
Yeah, they should give Saquon the ball 100 times on Sunday and maybe get him 3,000 yards.
You said what? Hold on. Who said number one wasn't playing on Sunday? Anybody say that? Who Who said that?
You think Jalen's playing Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Who said he wasn't playing? And if he put him out there at number one in the first quarter, we might get that record by in 10 plays.
Well, not if he keeps it half the time like he normally does.
We ain't doing that. We ain't doing it. We ain't risk it. It ain't worth that.
Man, it could have been 2,000 yards and 25 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Hey, why he ain't get no touchdowns yesterday?
They're throwing the ball.
No, we did the tush push again.
Hey, why he
didn't get no
touchdown
yesterday? They threw the ball and they did the tush push. Yeah, anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Why didn't he get no touchdown yesterday, though?
Man, it's a tough day. It's a tough day. That's all I'll say. Right. Tough day.
I'll let y'all.
All right, see.
By the way, speaking of Kenny doing the tush push, that dude got ragdolled.
He got smoked.
Can I tell you, he doesn't want to do the tush push again. There's no doubt he doesn't ever want to do it again. That second one, they basically picked him up and threw him in the end zone. He got broken ribs. God bless him. But man, that
poor guy,
tough.
Man. Because the first one, his knee, I thought he was in. It was ridiculous.
No, he thought he was going to be the hide behind everybody and slide in there. Yeah.
Yep.
They're like, no, Kenny, you gotta expose yourself a little more. Yes.
Yeah, I would give Jalen credit on that. Jalen does actually do something in that, whereas Kenny was just, Kenny was like, if there was a bear attacking, he's just like, I'm just going to loosen my body and stand still and hope that nothing bad happens.
He was trying to weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
The tush push.
And then
he thought they was going to really push him over there.
Well, and then when they called the penalty on the extra point again, and he was already gone
to the locker room.
Yeah, he wanted no part of another
tush push.
And then
Nick was like, nah, all right, you got it.
Yeah.
Imagine the play. Like, I know that game didn't really mean anything yesterday. Because it's 24-7 at that point.
Yeah.
Imagine that was like a playoff game. And Nick
poor Kenny
changes,
had to do it again.
Well, he changes his opinion because Kenny Pickett's in the locker room, essentially.
215-592-9494. Should the Eagles and Saquon Barkley go for the record on Sunday? Ike and Jack the Fraud say yes. I say no.
Playquan.
We are at Chickies and Pete's South
Playquan.
Philly. You got about 10 more minutes of Playquan, by the way.
Dude, if he shuts it down, I'm going to be beside myself.
It's possible that
he
shuts it.
What if he does it?
Oh, well, then we're gonna fight about it for three more hours. We're at Chickies and Pizza, South Philly. Brandon Graham Show at 6 with myself, BG, Elliot Shore Parks, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and Landon Dickerson is this week's guest on the
need an old lineman in here today.
On the he'll be good to talk to about it as well.
Oh yeah.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are, of course, at Chickies and Pizza in South Philly. Because it's Monday. Enjoy all the upcoming Eagles playoff action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles online at chickiesandpeets.com. We will bring you the Nick Sirianni press conference in moments where he may give us some inclination as to whether the starters, including Saquon Barkley, will play on Sunday. The coach's press conference is sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. Do you think the Eagles should play Saquon Barkley on Sunday to try to get the record 100 yards from tying the record? So 101 yards from breaking the record. I can't believe we started talking about this about a month ago, and it's almost the exact same situation. The yardage is a little bit higher, I think, when we first started talking about it.
I think you said 75.
75, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
It's just right, though. 100 yards. I know it's 101, technically, but it's basically 100 yards.
Could you imagine if they played him and he didn't get it?
He plays off fourth quarter?
Well, no, because you play him, and you got to play him until he gets it.
What if they try to and he just doesn't get it?
Yeah.
I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
Well, I would be too, but there's a chance.
215-592.
Mike's making the game go six quarters.
Just keep going. it would be crazy too if you get to halftime. Let's say he's got 14 carries and 38 yards or something. Like, at what point do you say
pull the plug on it?
Yeah, to pull the plug on it, because that's even crazier if that situation happens. The intrigue about Sunday, which is a meaningless game in terms of the standings in the playoffs, the intrigue about this and all the different situations would be crazy going into this game.
Yeah, it's the only intrigue about the game.
Yep.
There's nothing else intriguing about the game.
Well, aside from our seeing our guy Tanner McKee slinging the ball all over the field.
Wait till he's throwing to 84 and the other guys he's throwing. You ain't going to be throwing to A.J. Brown and Devontae.
Yeah, maybe Jahan Dotson will get his one touchdown this year.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Sunday.
Should the Eagles go for the record? Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Yoshi?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, real quick. You know, this call was going to be about me and Spike. Spike was saying, I'm going to go ahead. I might as well concede. You got
No conceding yet. We each have a player going tonight.
Let me finish. I need 36 points, and I need Kittle to get hurt and warm up.
Wow.
So we're
classy.
It's a call about the Boogie. But, Spike, this call ain't about you. Real quick. What's name is about Jack, because Jack said I choked. I ain't choked. What's name, things happen. You choked. You got beat by the 6 seed. You was the 1 seed. I beat the 3 seed.
Well, playoffs are a crapshoot. I had the best team all year.
No, I had the best team.
You choked. I didn't choke.
You choked.
What's name, it's still going down tonight.
Admit that you choked.
What's name, hopefully I get my 36 and Kittle get hurt. But Jack, you a punk. The number 1 seed made it to the playoffs and didn't really get to play because I dogged you. I dog walked you the whole while. So sit over there and keep texting your little smart ass.
Oh, it's just so good. See you deflecting from your absolute choke job.
I called it straight.
I didn't even say anything.
I just can't believe you're in here talking trash when you're about to lose.
You shut up. You know what? I love this show because we're saying at the game yesterday, some people actually was Yoshi from Bruce. I was like, yeah. My guy was telling everybody I called a radio station. I'm not a big head dude. But guys, I'm the nation and you're Tim Jones. Everybody wants you to lose. Like, that's what they were saying. The guy was like, Spike like a dictator. He Tim Jones. We going for you. You the nation. Win or lose. I was like, yo, that is great. That is great. I love this show for getting that out, that guy yesterday. What's his name? In Section 114. What's his name? So even if you win, nobody cares, Spike. Nobody cares.
Oh, you're going that route.
Wow, this is a tough cope.
Yeah, this is really, really sad.
Sad from you.
Everybody loves it that I'm standing on the stage at the 60 and wasn't even supposed to be.
I never have to go to your calls, Yosh.
You don't even matter, bro. You don't even matter.
This is low.
Nobody cares. And I still had to take up for you talking about he's a good guy. I love Spike. Showing pictures of us hugging and stuff to show that you are a good guy. But nobody cares. They still say, oh, he's trash. But that's neither here nor there.
Yes.
Being up in that stadium yesterday, bro, what's name, and embracing that 2,003 yards, man. I got my seatbelt on. Drive the car, boy. I want that 102 yards, 101, whatever it is. Let's get it, man. Yep. Hey, come on, Spike over there being Ruben Pfeffer, super cautious like my man from a long car. Don't nobody care about that. Get that daggone record. Run
risk,
that boy.
The risk assessment guy.
You know what? The Giants might spread
Ruben Pfeffer,
Red Sea next week so he can get it. Because everybody on that team loves him, and they hate that he's gone, and then they hate that, like, get out of here.
That was
get
a good – I made a compelling argument with that one.
What, they're just going to let them do it? Yeah, I don't think so. But it is a good argument.
I believe the same thing. Let that boy get the record. What's his name? And less carries than daggone Eric Dickerson. Man, we already
want to get his hating butt up out of here. He made me want the record even more.
he made me want even more, too. I'm like Corey.
No, that's how I would
get
be.
Get in the template. Jack, shut up. What's his name? You a bum. You on the couch. I want you to say nothing for the rest of the daggone call. What's the name? Let's get that daggone record. I would like to say, I said this team was going to be 13-4. Looked like we're going to be 14-3 when Ike and Spike and the bum sitting on the couch was getting game predictions months ago. And here we are. We're going to get the record next week. If Saquon said he said, if they let me play, I'm going to play. It's all on them. And I believe you got to let him play. Spike. It's going down tonight. George Kittle got hurt. And
all right.
Stop. For 150 yards and 3 touchdowns. That'll give me 40-some points. Jack, you a bum. Talking about our joke. You the 1 seed.
Fantasy football is the – whatever.
All of a sudden, Yoshi's become Chuck.
Yeah, I know.
Are y'all guys on tomorrow?
No.
Okay, well, I would like to say Happy New Year's. What's next?
I don't accept your Happy New Year.
Nobody cares about you. You know what?
Hold on. Nobody cares about Spike. No one cares about me. Everyone cares about Ike?
Yes.
I ain't even mad I'm losing right now. Last night was my anniversary. So you know I'm at peace. I'm at peace. Eagles won yesterday. Took my wife out. spent a whole bunch of money on it, and the covers was warm last night, baby. They were warm. Oh, they didn't even fix the bed up. It's still a mess up there.
It is.
I love y'all cats, baby. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Yoshi.
Happy New Year, Yoshi. Good. All right. That was out of control.
Oh, totally out of control.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which team are you on heading into Sunday's game against the Giants? Play Saquon or sit Saquon? What do you think, Ike, the reaction in the Twitter poll is? Play Saquon or sit Saquon?
Play Saquon.
What do you think the percentages are?
Let's go 67.
54.
Oh, okay.
And I would like to, it seems like the people who have are rational about this and don't want him to play are being bullied, at least on the WIP airwaves, by everyone who has.
Good.
I see everyone, when I look online, there's plenty of rational people that are like, there's no way we should play this guy on Sunday. They haven't had a bye week since week 5. It's been 3 months. The guy has more touches than any player in the NFL. Give him a breather. Let's go win a Super Bowl. But I feel like I just want you to know that if you were on the sit Saquon side, this is a safe place for you. I am here for you. I am on your side. Ike, not on your side. Jack, fraudulently not on your side.
Why is it fraudulently? Everyone else is allowed to change opinions around here. But the second I do it, I'm a fraud.
Yeah, but I didn't believe when you texted it to me last night. I knew you were a fraud. I knew you were coming in fraudulently.
No, because this is what happens, Spike. You get close enough to it, and you're like, you know what? It would be pretty cool if he
It would be great if he did.
But that's all Jack is. Yeah, that's all he's feeling. That's why he's like, you know what? Why not go
You start thinking about an all-time record.
Yeah.
And I'm a sportsman.
And here is Nick Sirianni.
Hey, Nick. Through 6 games, you guys had 2 takeaways. Last 10 games, you have 23. What factors do you think went into the turnaround in that area?
Yeah, we sure spent a lot of time on that, on takeaways, on protecting the football. You know, it's an emphasis in every meeting that we have. Every time they're out in the field, guys are doing a great job of getting after the ball. And sometimes that's just the way this goes. And you know, you have a streak where you open up some turnovers. Guys get confidence on how to do it. And the techniques and all those different things that play into it. And, you know, you just kind of get on a roll, and I guess that's kind of what's happened.
Nick, now that you guys are locked into the 2 seed, have you made a decision on if you're going to play the starters next week and give Saquon a chance to, set the record?
Yeah, still not there. And then, you know, obviously I gave the players off today. You know, they'll be back in a couple days, or they'll be back in. By the next time I talk to you, they'll be back in. And so I'll always inform them before I inform anybody else I know you guys are going to want that answer as soon as you guys can get it. And I'll try to help you guys do your job as much as I possibly can. But I'll always inform our players of things first. But still, you know, still sorting through things right now at this particular moment.
We'll go to Brooks and then Tim.
Yeah, Nick, is Jalen Hurts yet out of concussion protocol?
Yeah, no new information on there. Haven't met with our medical team yet. You know, still going through our game evaluations today, and then we'll move on here to the Giants. But no new news for you guys on the injury front.
And sorry to follow on that. If he does come out this week, I know you say you haven't made a decision, but what do you weigh kind of in a final game, him being out this past game, going into the playoffs, whether you think he needs on-game experience before, you know, getting into the playoffs?
Yeah, you take everything into account. Try to do the best thing for the team and try to do the best thing for each individual player as well. And so that's where we'll be. No decisions yet on anything.
We'll go to Tim and then Ed.
Nick, how do you guys attack this week? I mean, you have one of two potential playoff opponents in the Packers and the Commanders, and obviously the Giants week 17, or week 18. So how do you sort of divvy up, you know, those responsibilities as you're looking ahead towards the, you know, towards the playoffs?
Yeah, get ready for the Giants. You know, everything we need to do in a normal week, we got to do this week, and get ready to play the Giants on Sunday.
So you're not doing any advanced, like you don't do advanced work this week?
Just getting, you know, we take one day at a time, one week at a time, getting ready for the Giants.
Yeah. We'll go to Ed and then Olivia.
Yeah, hi, Nick. I just want to ask you about Cam Jurgens. I know the season started, you know, with a lot of questions about, you know, Jason Kelce retiring and, you know, how Cam would do. Now that you've had a full season with him as a starting center, what, you know, what are your thoughts about him and how he's played and how he's kind of been able to fill those shoes?
Yeah, I think he's done a really nice job. It's never easy to replace a legend, you know, which we all know how special of a player and leader Jason Kelce was, and so he's had to step in and fill those shoes, and I think he's done a really nice job. You know, obviously you look at everything first. You look at having 13 wins. Cam the center of a 13-win football team. You know, he's got to play good for that to happen. So he's played good for us to be able to do that. You know, you got a 2,000-yard rusher, which is special, right? You know, the center's got to play good for that to happen as well. And so, you know, I think all the writing's on the wall of that of how good a football he's played and all the good things that he's done based off of what this team has done. And never easy to do what he had to do there. But he's really played good football through these 16 games.
We'll go to Olivia and then Dave.
Hey, Nick, Kenny said after the game that he was going to get more tests done on his ribs. How is he doing, and does his injury give you any pause about playing him for any amount of time against the Giants this weekend?
Yeah, we'll see where he is as the week continues. You know, I haven't met with them yet on this, you know, with the injuries or anything like that. So I'll have more information for you next time we talk, but Kenny sure showed, you know, toughness, you know, to be able to go out there. I mean, you know, and he was able to go out there and play really good football to help us, you know, to help us win that football game, you know, through something that is very painful. And so it just shows you how tough of a competitor he is and how tough of a person he is that he went out and did those things. So really excited for him of how he played. And, you know, I'm sure he's sore. I'll let you him answer that again. Don't have that information, but I'm sure he is. Yeah, just what a, you know, all I can say, you know, is we got a group of tough football players in here. And that shows in a lot of different ways. That shows through your mental toughness, your physical toughness, and your ability to play through things and play through pain, which, at this point in the year, everyone's playing through pain. But Kenny, you know, really just a special performance, you know, through the circumstances.
We'll go to Dave and then John.
Hey, Nick, this week, if you're able to get some second and third string players snaps, what's the value in that for them and also for the team?
Yeah, again, don't know obviously where we are yet with that. But anytime anybody's able to play, you know, game reps and meaningful snaps in the NFL, that's huge. You know, it gives you an evaluation process. It gives you those guys an opportunity that haven't gotten an opportunity to play in meaningful reps. So, you know, that's always huge when you can do that. Like I said, we'll see where we are with that, but, you know, good opportunity if that is the way we go.
We'll go to John and then Martin.
Hey, Nick, this is your fourth time you know, coming to the end of the season, you know, reaching the playoffs, understand you got week 18 to go, but just how much you've been in different circumstances, how much of your approach has changed over the years, or has it?
Yeah. Again, you try to grow each year and each day that you go through this thing and try to get better from the mistakes that you've made and try to even get better from the good things you felt like you've done. And so, you know, that's my message to the guys is constantly grow every single day. I'm not just saying that to those guys. I'm saying that to myself. I'm saying that to our staff, you know, players, coaches, and myself. So, you know, you think that you go through this enough and you go through these things, you're never going to have it all figured out. That's for darn sure. You're learning something new every day on this job. But it's just a matter of, can you get better from all those things each and every day? And, you know, so you feel more prep, you know, every day I'm on this job, I feel that I've gotten a little bit better each day. And so, you know, I guess that to answer that, I'm 4 years better, I guess is what I'm saying.
We'll go to Martin and then Bob.
Hey, Nick. Getting back to Tanner McKee, I mean, obviously, you know, he got it. He was able to get in the game the other day. How important is that for his development? You know, obviously, since he really hadn't gotten into a game in just about two full seasons, and, you know, what did you think about the way he played?
Yeah, obviously, you know, hit, what, 3 for 4 with 2 touchdowns. That's pretty darn good. And then threw another one that A.J. made, probably one of the best catches I've ever seen on. He just happened to be a little bit out of bounds, but ball was in the right place. He went with the right place with the football. You know, accurate with the football, ran our offense well, got us in and out of checks, was sound with his communication at the line of scrimmage and in the huddle. I mean, he did a lot of good things. And so anytime these guys get to play in these situations, you know, in game situations, in preseason you do your best to simulate that, but it's huge when you're able to get one of these 17 games in and play in that. And so anytime they're able to do any player is able to do that, that's huge, especially at the quarterback position. So Tanner did a lot of really good things, as I mentioned, and we're excited about him. We're excited about, you know, him and Kenny. So, yeah, I really love that room with Jalen and those two guys being his backups. You know, really just got a lot of respect for that room and all the things that that room's been able to, how they've been able to continue to get better as the year has progressed.
We have time for two more, so we'll finish with Bob and Jeff.
Hey, Nick, two quick things. One, Slice said that Kenny's ribs were broken yesterday after the game. I know he's not a doctor, but is that the case?
Yeah, Kenny was hurt, and you know he had rib issues, and so yeah, I mean, he was dealing with rib pain for sure.
And the other thing I just wanted to ask you, so you've had decisions to make at the last game of the season all 4 years here. Now your first year, you guys couldn't improve any on the seating. The other 2 years, you were still alive for something. How much did those things play into those decisions at that time?
Yeah, every year is a little different, right? And every team's different. And so I believe that first year, right, we were locked into the 7th seed. And so, you know, we decided to do what we did in that game. In 22, if I remember right, we were playing still to win the division and the 1 seed at that particular time. I think we had won 13 games at that point, and Dallas had won 12. And I think Dallas lost at the end of the year, and we won. But we had to win that game to get the 1 seed and get to the division. So a little different scenario there. The Giants rested players in that game, if I remember correctly. Last year, there was still a chance that we could have won the division. In that, it was kind of a little bit like 22, because we could have still won the division there had the Cowboys lost and had we won. So it was kind of the flip there. And then this year, right, you know, we're locked into the 2 seed. So every year is a little different, has been a little different. You know, I'd say it's still not a handbook of like, hey, if we're in this, I'm going to do that. And if we're in this, we do that. Every team's a little bit different. Every year's a little bit different. The situation may be similar. You use those past experiences to help you. But you got to feel where your team is and those different things to make the best decision for the 2024 Eagles and the individuals on that team.
We'll finish with Jeff here.
Nick, what went into the decision to have Jake Elliott handle kickoffs? And do you think suggesting that Braden would remain the kicker on Friday played a role in the success you guys had kicking off?
You know, again, with that right there, we knew we had a big job to do. With Turpin back there, I mean, he is a special football player, and so, you know, we wanted to do something there to, you know, with some of the ball placements that we were doing and where the ball was getting kicked. We thought Jake gave us an opportunity to be the best, you know, gave us the best opportunity to do that. And I can't say enough of how good the special teams unit, you know, Turpin was able to get out of there one time. They had a hold on that play to help him do that. But he's a dangerous player. And for us to do what we did on kickoffs, you know, with all the kickoffs that we had to limit his big play, ability, and also on the punts, I think Braden and Jake did an excellent job there, and our kickoff units and our punt units there. So You know, again, really was really pleased with the way the special teams units went out there. And anytime you got a player like that on the other side of the ball, that you got sleepless nights as a coach, and you're thinking about that an awful lot. And so anytime you're able to do that against one of the players in this, like Turpin is in this league, hats off to our special teams guys, the special teams coaches, Coach Clay, Coach Brown, Coach Panunzio. You know, great job by them, and then great job by our players are going out and executing.
There he is, Nick Sirianni. Does not confirm or deny that Saquon Barkley will play. So two quick things before we get to calls. 215-592-9494. First thing, the dream is alive. Nick Sirianni did not say whether starters will play on Sunday. He said he will tell the players first, so he's not telling us, so we don't know. So should Saquon Barkley play on Sunday to go for the all-time rushing record, 215-592-9494? The other thing, first question of the press conference. Reuben Frank, God bless you. I have nothing but respect for you. How is the first question today about why they're getting so many turnovers and not about Saquon? How?
It's a good thing Elliot was there.
Yeah. Now, Elliot
and
gets...
he got the second question.
Elliot, in the home stretch for Insider of the Year, does get the good question in there. The last meaningful regular season press conference, Elliot gets in there. All right. Well, so the dream is alive.
Yeah.
At least for one more day. And they're off tomorrow, right?
So, yes.
So maybe, I guess, until the dream is till at least Wednesday. If he's not going to tell us until he tells them... then,
well, yeah, because here's the thing. Wednesday is New Year's Day.
All right.
So they'll come in tomorrow. They probably had the same schedule they had last week where they took Christmas Day off.
And work tomorrow.
So that's probably when he's going to let them know tomorrow.
All right. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles go for the record on Sunday, play Saquon Barkley, or should they play it safe and smart? Nick, I'm begging you, be smart on this one. And not play him or the starters on Sunday. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.